Trump-ordered aid freeze, more Democrats push for impeachment. Trump ordered his staff to freeze nearly $400 million in aid to Ukraine a few days before a phone call in which he pressured the nation's leader to investigate the family of political rival Joe Biden. Did y'all know that the whole basis of this is a lie? That the quote-unquote whistleblower isn't even a whistleblower technically, because the person that lodged the complaint didn't hear the conversation. So this entire thing is built on a lie. Now, some are suggesting that President Trump did this in order to set the Democrats up for failure, because now you have Pelosi and all these other people jumping on impeachment. Because if there's one thing that can unite the right quicker than a Supreme Court case, you want to see the right, a right wing or a right political party that's kind of in a haze, doesn't really know if they like Trump or not. You want to unite him real quick, impeach the president. Because the impeachment will not go into the Senate, and then he'll absolutely steamroll whoever's the nominee in the 2020 election. It worked for Bill Clinton. So some are saying that this is just something that the Trump administration is setting up to make the people on the left look bad, because he's talked about releasing transcripts, right? He's letting this entire thing get to a fever pitch, and then he's going to release the transcripts where nothing actually happened. And then there's going to be another stain on the Democratic Party, at least in regards to public opinion. And it's another thing Trump can campaign on. The Russian interference. Now they tried to get me. I don't know why. They tried to get me with Ukraine. Good people in Ukraine. Loved it. Great, great people in the country of the Ukraine. And then he can use that as well. And so, I just want you to know that. And none other than Tim Pool brought that into my attention in one of his reports last night. There is no whistleblower. There is no hard connection. There is nobody who actually heard the president do this. Now, the holding of $400 million in aid, that's the president's prerogative. The president can hold aid however he wants. There's nothing illegal about that. So, once again, there's also some rumors that this is being pushed by people on the far left, i.e. the squad, i.e. Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because they don't like Biden either. Because if you notice, the longer that this investigation goes, the more Biden is exposed, and the left, the legacy media can't protect him, the more information comes out. So it's very strange. It's not very strange. It's let's use it the way it should be. It's coincidental. All right, the third thing that the AP wants you to know, Trump to address UN General Assembly. And if you actually want to hear what Trump has to say and not what the AP and their interpretation of it is, stick around after the Bear Brief. Between the Bear Brief and Sports Talk with Corey Clark at 3 p.m., we're going to replay the entire speech by the president. I want you to listen to that between the Bear Brief and Sports Talk with Corey Clark, so you, because you're smarter than your average consumer, that's why you're listening to me, obviously, I want you to listen to it and make your own conclusions. I don't care what the AP has to say about that. Number four, Israel's main parties begin talks on coalition government. Next. I really don't care about Israeli politics. I don't care about Israeli politics in the same way that I don't care about Japanese politics or Australian politics or the politics of Chile. It doesn't, I don't care. Let them govern themselves however they want. Of course, the left and the right and the legacy media are obsessed with Israel for one way or another. But let them be obsessed. I won't waste my time with it. Number five, humanitarian ship docks in Sicily. The Ocean Viking sails into Italy to disembark 100...